Jesus paid it all so that we can have a relationship with him based on his grace and not our works. It is a free offer of love beyond our imagination, and it makes us a member of his family in heaven. It is the story of someone who is willing to leave their high estate to find an undeserving lover whom they completely outclassed, one they could embrace and lift out of their circumstances and give a brand new identity and life. God's Calvary love has put a new price on our souls.
That's beautiful.
It is.
Okay, go for it.
To please God, you need to understand how unfair grace is and enjoy it as a free gift. There isn't a more scriptural way to build up your self-respect and confidence than by seeing yourself in Christ by grace and not in the flesh condemned by the law of Moses. Brian Chappell writes, "If we have become bogged down in a guilty depression, have begun to equate religious piety with endless despondency over our shame, or have identified holiness with unrelenting sadness, then we have not grasped the grace that marks the gospel. Grace distinguishes its possessors by their joy."
Okay, joy is the earmark, the identifying label of those who have been forgiven and set free.
Yeah. Grace is unfair, and it is supposed to be so.
Amen. I wouldn't be sad if it was only fair. Mm-hmm. Some of us would have issues.
Yeah. This is its best-selling
point. Yeah, we play it down. It's its best-selling point. I love that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's my selling point, honey.
Yeah.
It receives crooks.
Yeah.
And forgives them and saves them and hugs them.
I'm persuaded that allowing yourself to enjoy it is the true harbinger of freedom.
Yeah, would you allow yourself now to enjoy it? I know we had a rough start, but now would you enjoy the grace of Almighty God? Let yourself enjoy it.
Yes.
It's that religious devil that's been trying to take over your life that you are resisting so beautifully that wants you to feel bad about enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. And its companion is inspired living.
Yeah.
Not doing so is why the kingdom of God has become so critical and dull.
I love that word, dull. And boy, how is it dull.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. Christian, our best advertisement is grace and not the law, forgiveness and not condemnation. Freedom is what God had on his mind when he sent Jesus, and not a subculture of religious extremists bound by rigid requirements.
Don't you just want to sell that sentence to someone?
Amen.
Okay.
Gregory A. Boyd aptly describes this in his book, Repenting of Religion. Another evidence of our spiritual pathology is that at both an individual and corporate level, Christians often lack the freedom, flexibility, joy, boldness, and playfulness of a real lover. The abundant life and reckless love Jesus exemplified and came to bring is often replaced with a hypervigilance on what people ought to believe, how people ought to behave, and how the church should appear. We live out of our ethical maxims and religious ideas rather than the vibrant, concrete life and love of God.
Let's turn our fellowship into one of those babies, huh? Let's turn our fellowship into that so we've got something to welcome people into where they say, "Boy, I went to church. They're so warm and real and honest and loving. I went to their houses. They were the same way. I played ball with them and they lost miserably and they were the same way."
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be harder.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
He had a bad day at work and lost a great deal. Still had a perfect attitude. Said, "Tomorrow, God, I'll have another one for me."
Amen.
Boy, I never saw anything like that in my life. I've been scrambling here to find my way to live on top. And it makes no difference to them. When we're underneath, we're on top. We're on top.
Amen.
We're on top. When we're in the middle,
Amen.
We're on top. We never go down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's what people want to know.
Yeah.
I pity people always trying to get it just right so they can feel good.
Yeah.
It's from this. It's a confusion of what the word happy means.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the English word hap.
Yeah.
The word hap means happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So happiness comes from what happens.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to be happy from what happens, have a look at what happened at Calvary.
Yes.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
That's
okay.
The place.
Kingdom people are people of grace. Is that where we are now? We've gone past
that. Yes, sir. That's it.
Good for my brother.